Go ahead. Say some woke shit right now. I'll blow your fucking head off.
What is this, a sex toy?
For me, it is. Yeah, for me, it is. I point this in the mirror and I
jack off.
No, ew. No, I point in the mirror.
I think nobody should have access to guns, even soldiers.
I don't think anyone.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's interesting. That's interesting. So go ahead and tell me how you think we should fight a war. How are we supposed to kill millions of people without a gun?
Using I feel statements.
Mm-hmm.
So give me an example.
When you take my territory or when you ethnically cleanse my country or area.
Ethnically cleanse.
It makes me feel unheard on the world stage. So maybe we can work towards a solution where I can validate you for you wanting my race to no
succeed.
Longer walk the earth.
Oh, okay.
And I can validate you and say...
And then I walk into the meeting. Bang, 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 bang! Kill
I see,
every single person. Kill
and I
every
see
single
both
person
sides
on
of
Earth.
This. I see completely both
yeah.
sides of this.
Guys, we're back to debating, if you couldn't tell.
We're doing the debate on
Welcome
Christmas.
Back to
the Christmas debate.
We just ate 6 enchiladas between the three of us and about 4 pounds of beans.
So 2 each.
6 enchiladas
we'll
between
see,
the three of us. Yeah.
We'll see how this goes.
What, the debate?
Mm-hmm,
well,
because
can,
there's a lot of enchilada
you can
meat.
You peace out, man. You don't even have a position.
Yeah, you
we ask what your position
nothing.
Is, you say, I don't even want one.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
You
I
always,
am the complete
you're such
centrist.
A, anytime we do these debates, which anytime meaning one time and now,
yeah.
you...
Well, we did a different debate, but it wasn't between us. We did hot dog and hamburger, but that was more of a boxing
that
match,
was a battle.
Yeah, that was a battle. I thought we were going to do a battle, but it's a different thing.
It's a word battle.
A debate.
Ideally battle. But... basically, I am obvious. I mean, this is last time we did a debate, we did all sorts of topics, right? We did every topic under the sun. Go ahead and do the voice, Cam or Pat, whoever you are.
What voice?
The voice of the intro.
Oh, that
we did stuff like
I don't remember it.
Well, just say
bang,
stuff, man.
Killed.
It's improvised.
Christmas.
Well, we didn't do that last
time. Well, we
time.
Actually didn't talk about Christmas. But this time...
This time it's only Christmas.
It's only Christmas.
And it's we're having a debate on the role of wokeness in the holiday season.
And whether or not it should be allowed or disallowed.
Yeah.
Obviously, it should be disallowed.
Whether it should be obviously allowed.
And
or,
we're all
I don't even remember what the second option was. And we're all elves because we ordered these elf costumes and forgot to use them in any time it would make sense.
We did the Girl God show. I
fell
asked,
in love with the elf costume.
We had them on.
Completely
we felt amazing.
Fell in love with them.
I asked for them afterwards. They said no.
Yep.
Which, first of all.
I'll take credit. I masterminded this. I sent Caleb. I said, Caleb, you
he
have
told
to
me
go.
To be an agent.
You have to go be like the face character for our party, like in Baldur's Gate. You have to go and finesse these elf costumes.
Charisma
you
was
have
too
to
low.
Steal them from Girl God.
Charisma was way too low.
You
man.
Rolled a one.
I rolled a critical failure.
Yeah.
And then I said, let me buy them off you. And she was like, oh, well, you know, you don't
I'll
need
to. Yeah, I'll send you the Amazon.
Yeah, I'll send you the Amazon. Like, I was like, well, I'll just give them to me then. And she said, no.
Yeah.
I came back to you, elf hat in hand. And I said, we have to buy them ourselves.
Elves are stronger together.
Yeah,
elves
exactly.
are
But today we're divided. Funny noise.
You guys look like tomatoes.
We do not look like tomatoes.
Oh, someone wants to talk today. Okay.
Are you kidding me?
So how was your day today, buddy?
Yeah, let's see what you look like. Turn your camera on, Buster. You mother Buster.
He mother can't Buster. Turn his camera on.
Give me that gun, you bastard.
Say
you
something. Say,
yeah,
something.
Say something.
Defend yourself.
You sound like a tomato, bitch.
Say something other than tomatoes. Fucking Christ.
You're Tomato Brothers.
We're not the Tomato Brothers. We're not the
we're
Tomato
elves,
Brothers.
Motherfucker.
We look like
First
elves.
First of all, one, we're elves. Two, today we're not brothers at all. We're brothers in arms on opposite sides.
We're sisters because sisters are always arguing.
Sisters fight. They say you fight like an old married couple of sisters.
Yeah, old married couple of sisters. Sisters do fight all the time. What's that about, man? Brothers, I talk to my brothers once a year.
If I had brothers... Then
you wouldn't be like how you are.
No,
yeah,
I wouldn't
be so damn woke if you had brothers. Yeah,
I
grew
you're
up
right.
with brothers.
I grew up in a household full of women
both.
And men.
I grew up with two brothers and a sister.
I grew up with a purple furry monster.
You're kidding. Yeah,
that's
maybe
a bald faced lie.
Maybe. Let me guess.
And my lived experience. Because
you're from where?
Interesting.
You're from Woke Disneyland.
Yeah.
Where they have gay night.
Yeah. I'm from Wokester.
You're from Wokester. Wokester, Mass.
That'd be so awesome. They need Worcester to become a center of liberality and wokeness, yeah, so people can call
Isn't it already?
Wokester.
That would be
Isn't
a
it already
killer.
Now?
Okay, that is so not now you're kind
of
coming
not
over to my
woke center
side
of Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. I would say that Boston.
Lambridge, bro.
Lambridge.
The land of fruits and nuts.
Summer, fill up your welfare bag.
Mm. Somerville, is that what you're trying to say?
Shut up.
Yeah.
I'm not really good at that.
Bro, don't even talk shit about Somerville.
Because you're from there.
Bro, don't you even dare talk shit about Somerville, kid.
You look like a tomato for real.
I don't look like a tomato.
He's dressed up like a tomato.
You are dressed up like a tomato.
I'm an elf, bitch.
You
look at
like
the glove.
A tomato.
Yeah.
You look like a tomato.
I bet
most.
He's from
Red.
Pronounvidence, Rhode Island. Pronounvidence, Woke
Island. Pronounvidence, Woke
Island.
That's really good. Woke Island.
Bro, that's literally pure. What it is there.
Bang him, Maine. Oh, yeah.
That's more scary Stephen King territory.
Oh, well.
Man's chest, New Hampshire.
Man's chest, her.
Her. New Hampshire.
A man with a chest who's a her, New Hampshire. Damn, that's
Wokonia, New Hampshire.
Wokonia. Mm. Let's see. Wilmington. Drillmington. Kilmington. That's what it really is.
Yeah. Girlford, New Hampshire.
That's good.
Like
that's
Guilford.
Pretty, yeah.
Or
Milford.
Milfs I like.
Oh, yeah.
That
Milford.
Would be the
Milford, New Hampshire. What's up?
Yeah.
What's up? I'm a hut over there.
Or instead of Acton, it could be like action.
Instead of
an action movie.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be anti-woke.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to put some
puns,
woke
action.
States.
Okay, so now it's just
you got to put some woke cities and some unwoke cities.
Action Glocksboro.
I want you to know this today, Cameron.
Mm.
P-Town.
You are now that you are my gym brother.
Yeah.
My brother in arms, chest, legs and feet.
Back.
Or back. We don't do a feet day. No, why don't we do a feet?
Why?
We
do kind of there's that motorcycle one where you do this,
that's
but I guess
calves.
It's more
calves.
Calf raise.
Yeah, but you use your feet
toes,
for it.
Toes,
use
toes,
your feet
toes,
to walk,
toes.
Too.
Mm. The toes, you have to be a dancer if you want to work out your toes.
But
dance point.
Because we
and
are...
I know all about ballet because I did it my whole life because I'm woke.
Mm-hmm.
I do that instead of having a job.
You do ballet?
Yeah, that's
and
how
you
I...
got blue-ass hair.
You do it 8 hours a day?
Mm-hmm.
Look
ballet.
At this hair.
I clock in 9 to 5 ballet. And guess what? I teach children ballet and drag.
Oh my... Well,
what the
all
crap?
Ballet is drag, if you ask me.
What the crap are you doing?
Guys like you think ballet is a drag, but I see it for what it is, an art form.
My wife asked me to go to a ballet recently. She
to
said
a
she would
ballet?
Really like
to watch
go
it.
To watch one.
To watch one.
Yeah. And I said,
it's better to watch a video of it where they have perfected it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't have to go see a random time. It's like if you.
Why do they. I don't ask her to come to the Korean gaming cafe.
This is
with
why.
Me.
Okay, here's the thing. This is, I guess, outside of the debate, but this is why I don't like plays, man.
Okay.
Is it's like going. You go. Would you like to go see a movie, but they're just trying it? They're trying to do it? Do you want to see all the actors try to do the movie?
A one take movie?
Or would you rather see the movie that they worked for 2 years on?
Yeah.
Right, that has effects.
That they
that's
finished.
Exactly
they
right.
did the best try of
uh-huh.
it.
That's
and they
exactly
put it
right.
up on the screen, man.
And they can put
thank
like a giant dinosaur in it. You can't have a giant
yeah.
dinosaur in a play. Unless you do, that would actually I would actually watch that.
Do you want to see do you want to go see a movie that could be completely different
every single time?
Every time mm-hmm.
You
want to
see a movie where somebody might just forget their lines
yeah.
in the middle
yeah.
of the movie.
Exactly. That they tried it. It's an do you want to see an attempt at a movie?
I don't like plays, man.
No, it's not for me.
No, I don't like plays, but I also don't like ballets because of my
but I think theater fosters important community in high school.
Mm-hmm.
It shows boobs to,
as a woke.
To guys, I've heard.
Says who?
Dude, my friend Levitt, he was in...
friend's name is Levitt?
Well, his real name is Jesse, but his middle name was Levitt, and he went by Levitt. Mm-hmm. He told me that he saw boobs when he was in theater when we were 12 years old. He saw boobs.
Mm.
I did never see boobs.
I didn't see boobs either.
Well, he must have gone. He said he was seeing them like every day.
I wasn't in theater.
Was he doing like? Was he in a burlesque show?
He was in a burlesque show.
He was in a child burlesque show, which is something you probably want. You sicko! Bang bang!
I don't want it because I already have it. I have all I need. I'm woke, man.
Oh God! So tell me what your plans for Christmas would be.
Okay. Well, do we want to introduce our positions?
Let's
first.
Introduce our
you
positions.
You mean Xmas?
We'll start.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start it with Caleb, I guess. We'll show Caleb's position on the debate. We'll start at that end of the table. So, here, all right. Read out your so info listen, card.
I am a Christmas traditionalist, obviously. I think that Christmas season starts on December 1st and no earlier. I'm sick. I am sick of the day after Thanksgiving waking up and there is garland everywhere.
Mm. Garlic?
Garlic. No, that's Halloween. Garland everywhere. Yeah. Disgusting green parts of Christmas trees. Leave that out of my shit, man. Remember the reason for the season?
Christ.
What could that
presents?
Be?
No, fun? Shut presents. Up. No, wrong.
Christ's
commercialism.
Presents.
It's about Christ's birthday. It is not about commercialism. Oh. That's the complete opposite, actually.
Okay.
It is not about, unless you're buying Black Rifle Coffee Company.
Anti-capitalist
with my
commercialism?
Code. No, none of that. And then Mrs. Claus is white. I am sick and tired of all these different races of Mrs. Claus.
Oh,
it's just not true. I mean, listen, I'm fine with people being from all sorts of worse countries than the one that we're in.
Right.
But I'm not fine with rewriting history. And it says in ancient texts going back to Mesopotamia, in the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, there was tablets that read, Mrs. Claus, white as the snow on which she walks.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's just the truth.
You know she was Egyptian, right? So she's African.
What?
Mrs. Claus was not fucking Egyptian.
I didn't
that's
know that.
That's bullshit.
It's true.
That is
we've
mad
looked
owl.
At the history books.
That
wait,
is
it's
mad
not true?
Core bullshit. It's not true. Don't listen know. To him. Don't be swayed, Mr. Middle.
I don't know who to believe in
well,
this.
Well, let's
look believe
at Mr.
Me.
Middle. Let's see Mr. Middle's position.
All right, let's see what I believe, which is I am a Christmas fan. I'm a supporter of Santa Claus, but also commercialism. I like the presents and the stockings. And I don't care who
fuck
brings the
stockings.
Gifts as long as they are fun.
Well, you just like Christmas.
I just like Christmas. I couldn't see. That TV is too far away.
You simply just are a fan of everything Christmas related.
Oh, yeah. I don't care what happens with. I just like the music and the pageantry.
You're like keep the politics out of it
keep,
on either side.
You know what? If you want to put politics into Christmas and if you want to put. If you want to change anything that Santa has willed into existence, F you. I'll say that much.
Well, that's both of us. Okay. So we're going to push you.
We're
going to push
you
so
man.
Into the middle that you'll become nothing. You'll disappear.
We're
going
to compress you.
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
If that's it, then so be it.
And here's my position for the debate. I am, of course, woke, and I'm a woke iconoclast. So
oh,
I want
God.
To destroy the icons of Christmas. I believe Jesus Christ belongs in jail.
Whoa.
Not in Christmas.
You shut your fucking mouth. He's only a baby.
No, man. He literally manipulated a group of 12 people to do his bidding. He was a cult leader.
To that hang is, out with him? What? Are you manipulating me and, me
I
and
think,
Patrick? To,
I think that
on Cameron?
On
why
Christmas
am I saying
Eve,
you're Cameron all so many times today? Sorry, continue.
I believe on Christmas Eve we should be leaving out gluten-free cookies and oat milk.
Shut your trap, you bastard.
And if my kid asks for Harry Potter books for Christmas, I'm hitting them.
Did you just say them?
I said them.
I'm going to shoot you to death with my fucking gun and then punch the hole.
And okay. I think we have one more position to look at, too. I don't know if we have one more member of the debate. If someone wants to read this.
It says Jubio. He's a white Mexican, which I've been dreaming of. It says Amo la Navidad. Amo a mi papa. Amo a mi mama. Amo a Papa Noel. So he likes Christmas. He likes his mom. Likes
he
his
loves
dad.
Christmas.
He loves Christmas. Loves his dad. Loves his mom.
Loves
and he
Santa
loves
Claus.
Father Christmas.
Mm. Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
That's nice. Cute. That's actually very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm that's curious nice. To see where he ends up by the end of the debate. I'm guessing that he will be...
have a strong stance on my end, probably.
No.
We'll see.
Bro, he's from Mexico.
I'm going to send
they're
him...
They're woke as fuck down there.
No, they're not.
It's literally an entire country full of Latinx people. Latinx.
But they also have... They have the cartel, which I think is kind of cool.
They should have the cartoons instead.
Well, that's
Rudolph,
a very good point. Rudolph, which
year
is...
Year Without a Santa Claus.
Eight Crazy Nights.
Santa's Beginning.
Wait, no, not
Origins.
Eight Crazy Nights. I hate that movie.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So what's our first topic here? I guess I'll put forth that I think that... Christmas is a time to basically promote anti-racism.
And how do you suppose we do that?
Well,
through gifts, I
yeah,
hope.
Yeah, through gifts. I'll be giving my white uncles I'll be giving them gifts on
like what Ibram White, X. White Kendi, Fragility, this yeah, book, this goddamn like this, book that books ruined the
and,
world,
and activity books, mm-hmm. workbooks with anti-racist word searches, and because they've done studies, they do studies, and this is what besides therapy, this is one of the best yeah, ways to learn emotional where, intelligence is word searches and match. The difference or find
matchbox cars is what I'd rather differentiate get.
The what image. Are your sources on these studies and was mm-hmm. it in Berkeley?
This was a study that was done by me with my feelings.
You're okay. fucking
and involved
joking.
No logic.
Yeah, that doesn't involve logic at all.
That's just as I suspected. I don't know if you know this. You're committing what we call a fallacy.
I'm
the lying fallacy.
You're committing what we call a felony.
Which felony?
By wielding that gun without a permit.
I have tons of permits.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, right here and right here. My two hands? My permits are my hand and my gun.
Doesn't food called chicken participation sound so good?
That does sound
when
really
you order
good.
That at a restaurant.
What did you say earlier?
Chicken salutations.
Chicken salutations. I would order
and
that
there was
too.
Another one too that I can't remember.
But also, we talked about this very briefly because I did want to save it
but
for the
no
show.
But no chicken on Christmas. Meatless.
Can't eat Christmas.
Meat out.
Shut.
Meat out day.
Oh, well, that's a good. That's actually. That's great news for you.
I think on Christmas,
chicken.
We should take our meat out.
That's great because chicken what? Isn't meat, man.
No meat, man. We should take our meat out. We're not eating steak. We're not eating chicken. We're not even eating eggs, which I think is meat. Because it comes with different colors.
You're making me want to throw up.
Chicken is not meat. Eggs are not meat.
Chicken
beef
is not
meat,
meat
unless
it
it's had.
A chicken is a person.
You're making me want to throw up.
Shut the fuck up.
A chicken has two
right
legs
now.
That it walks on. It's a person.
A chicken has
a chicken
two genders
has
that
a
it has.
Hairstyle. A human has 252 genders in every strand of DNA.
You woke fucking piece of dog crap. I will blow your head off all over the Christmas
a
mantle.
A kid should get a different gender every year.
Oh, for Christmas?
For Christmas.
That's a terrible gift.
And
that's
let,
a great gift. It changes your outlook on...
That's a terrible gift. There's no commercialism in that.
I'd like
to
guess
something. There's no physical object that you spend money on that it gives back to the
what
world.
What about the wrapping paper?
You're putting
I
gender in
wrapping
a wrapping
paper.
Paper.
I like rocking rolling paper. I bet you, instead of having... I bet you don't even know how to start a damn fire. And I bet you pull up the Crunchyroll fire simulator and you put that on the TV at Christmas, you fucking bastard.
I don't.
And I bet you use a soy candle.
I do not actually use Crunchyroll at all. That's cultural appropriation. I have my Japanese friend. He pulls up Crunchyroll at his house in Japan. Mm-hmm. I have him call me in the middle of the night when he's awake and he tells me what's happening in the animes.
Oh, so
and
what?
I only watch I animes complete... where the characters have different colored hair.
I think I'm completely going to throw up, and I think I need to go.
You're going to throw up?
Yeah, I don't feel good right now.
From
I
the might, debate?
I'm worried that I caught Noah's sickness right now.
He doesn't throw up.
That's not a throwing up sickness.
I'm worried that I caught whatever Noah has.
Well, you can throw up if you need to.
I think I might have to go.
This guy just left in the middle of the fucking episode to go puke?
We were having a really heated debate, I guess. We were really getting into it.
Maybe we need to slow it down.
Let's get it slow and sensual, like sex between two men. I think sex between a man and woman should be over quick. so that there's more time.
I think I actually agree with that, too, even though I'm conservatively
I think it should be
right-wing.
Fast and jerky.
Yeah, because you like don't... So we're agreeing on something here,
yeah.
Which is that time is money.
Time is money, and this...
What, I'm supposed to pay this bitch $10 of time?
There's a finite amount of sex to be had in the world at any one given moment.
That is true.
And it's better for a black guy to have it with a white guy.
You're kidding me. And I'm
woke,
and
man.
I suppose you think that white guys can get black guys pregnant and vice
okay,
versa.
Okay, let's get right into it. Let's dive into the issue of black guys versus white guys.
In the bedroom. who would get pregnant and who would be the inseminator?
Wish I could get pregnant.
I bet you fucking do. I bet you probably walk around with one of those period cramps.
Out of all of our friends, who do you think is the man most likely to get pregnant through a freak incident?
Joe. Joe could definitely get pregnant.
I bet he already has, and he's hitting the baby.
He could definitely. He's had an abortion. I think he could definitely get pregnant.
I think men should have abortions. I think men should go have monthly abortions so they know what it's like for women to get abortions.
And what? They take out their nutsack?
I think they should get abortion. I think if a man eats too much, he should go to an abortion clinic and get it taken out of his stomach.
You're kidding me. And I bet you think I should pay for it as a taxpayer.
Yeah, I think that. And I also support Ozempic.
I do not support Ozempic. If you are going to get skinny, you have to go work for that.
Yeah.
You have to go to the gym every single day, and you have to run for 4 minutes. And then you have to get so winded that you have to leave and think you're having a heart attack, a stroke.
Yeah, a part attack.
A part of your body.
Part of your body is attacking.
Well, it is
or
true.
Or it's being attacked. I think that we should. I don't think that anybody should have a gym membership. And instead, I think they should have a public pool membership.
Oh.
And I think that everyone should wear their shirts in the pool.
To hide their shameful bodies? You think that's okay?
Well, to normalize it in case there are people who are ashamed. But I don't think anybody should be ashamed of their body, even if they're like 200 pounds.
200 pounds?
Even if they're a fat guy who's like 200 pounds. 206.1.
That's disgustingly fat. I don't even want to imagine this person. Okay. You woke piece of shit.
I think that all men should wear shirts in the pool. So if a woman who's 120 pounds wants to wear a shirt in their pool to hide her body, she can.
Her big fat body.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just disagree with you. I think that women should be wearing bikinis and men should be wearing suits at the pool.
Other way around.
You think that women should wear pants?
I think that men.
How are they going to give access to their bush easily, which is shaved?
Oh.
Or should be.
Are you serious? I don't think anybody should shave.
Think that photos of Marilyn Monroe where her dress is being blown up by a guy with a straw or whatever, you think that there should be hairy black pubes crawling like spider legs out of the side of her panties?
I don't like photos of Marilyn Monroe. I like photos of Marilyn Manson. He's my sex icon.
You think that's a he?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you? I bet you jack off to photos of Lena Dunham eating food. You fucking woke piece of dog crap.
We're getting a little away from Christmas, I think.
Yeah, it's mostly just fat.
Just talking about fatness.
All right, back to Christmas.
I think that girls by Lena Dunham should have been called boys and girls, so it's all inclusive.
So you agree that boys and girls includes everybody?
Yeah, well, if you have an ampersand in there, a weird squiggly symbol.
You bastard. Okay, here's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Walk me through what you think the Christmas story is. The original. Don't be going, I shot my eye out with a Red Ryder BB gun. Amazing movie. I'm talking about the one that happened 2,000 years ago.
Okay, let me walk you through that.
What you think happened in that manger.
So, basically, a straight Middle Eastern male was born through in vitro fertilization, which should be the norm.
No.
As well as surrogacy.
I hate surrogacy.
Or maybe if I'm woke, I'm supposed to not like surrogacy. It's kind of one of those things where to me it seems evil in real life.
Surrogacy?
Yeah.
I think I agree. I think
it gives me a kind of existential horrification. I do support the horrification of America. Anyway, a young baby is born.
Okay.
First of all.
That's actually the last part of the story.
Scientific freak accident.
No.
That's where it all begins.
So you don't think it was... You think then that they had this science back
2,023 years later, basically capitalism has taken this mystical occultic story that's a perverse... They've perverted it.
You think...
And I think that commercialism has taken over, which is good, but I... Or... Well, I like when... So it's good if you spend money on pink presents.
Where the hell do you even buy pink? Let me guess. You do your Christmas shopping at Target.
Yeah, in the Crocs store.
And you do it a month ahead.
I do it 3 months in advance, and I do it in Target in the electronics aisle.
Oh, God.
I get my nephew. I get him cooking mama.
Shut the fuck up. Don't you dare teach that man to cook for the Nintendo Switch,
the best console ever released.
No, and don't tell me you got the OLED version.
No, I don't have the OLED version because we don't have a TV. We read books instead. So when my nephew plays his Switch, he uses the built-in stand that comes on the back of the Switch. Do you know the one that no one's ever used?
Yes.
He uses that and he puts it on the kitchen counter because we have no chairs in our house. He goes and he sits on the floor at the other end of the kitchen and he holds the Joy-Cons.
Why don't you have chair? Oh.
I believe in standing desks.
You're kidding me. Yeah. I had to beat your fucking fruity ass for that.
And he has he has the pink model of the Switch.
Dude, no. Here's what Christmas is about. Okay. Okay. Robert Earl Keane. Okay. Christmas.
Sounds like a presidential assassin to me.
Merry Christmas from the family. That's a great song. Motley Crue. I want t-shirts from them every single Christmas. I want a different Motley Crue t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I want studs on my belt. I want to get every single Christmas. I want the same three things mm-hmm. as a conservative father.
Yeah.
I want golf balls. I want a 12-pack of golf balls. I want a brown wallet.
Yeah.
And I want some kind of gift card.
Right.
Anything more than that, anything less, it's going to be a no for me. I'm going to cancel Christmas next year.
Let me walk you through what I'm getting for Christmas.
And this maybe is my this year, a Ridge wallet.
I would like a special edition Blu-ray of Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever, the one where they fight underwater Mexico.
Don't tell me you have Blu-ray in your house.
Okay. First of all, I have a Blu-ray optical drive that I plug into my MacBook.
Whatever happened.
And we watch it and the screen is smudged to shit because I think it's a touch screen. And when I go on Etsy, I try and grab all the heart-shaped necklaces out of it. I like heart-shaped necklaces. Then I wear jewelry.
I think all jewelry.
And I like Etsy for buying jewelry for myself.
I think all jewelry should be edible.
And what else do I get? But I get a master class.
No.
Yeah.
You're getting an Aaron Sorkin masterclass?
I always ask every year, I ask for the Aaron Sorkin masterclass. I ask for a cooking masterclass in how to make macaroni and cheese.
So you eat cheese. That's good. Don't tell me it's Daiya.
Cashew.
Oh, God.
Cashew cheese.
You fucker.
And I ask for a masterclass on how to correctly address the homeless population.
I got a good thing to do. You fucking turn them into hamburger meat.
No, address them like whether you're supposed to say sir or ma'am.
Oh, not the problem of homeless people who are camping.
You mean the blessing?
It's not. It's no blessing, man.
The blessing of diversity and income brackets in our neighborhood.
Thousands of people every day are murdered by fentanyl crazed hobos walking around
fentanyl.
Who think that.
I think that you should get fentanyl if you have a headache.
No.
And there was something else I was going to ask for Christmas that I'm having trouble remembering.
Probably.
Oh, I remember what it was. And this is the most important one. This is my favorite gift. I want this every year. A hand-drawn gift certificate for one free hug.
That is a bullshit nonsense la-la gift from a fucking dumbass kid.
And I want one that says one free item from the grocery store.
Well, that's just a normal gift card. And also,
I think you'd be hard pressed to find a normal gift card that says one free item from the grocery store.
Well, how much is what's the most expensive thing?
That's actually not a bad idea for a gift. Well, some grocery stores sell grills and like.
Well, yeah, whatever the most expensive thing, you would need to buy the gift certificate for that amount.
That's such a good idea for a. Well, yeah, I guess it kind of. There we go again. Capitalism ruining Christmas. We can't have a free item because everyone's going to abuse it and get the George Foreman grill.
I'm fine with capitalism. I like George Foreman because he did what God said to do. He went forth and multiplied. He has 11 children.
I like big families as well. And I think.
Yeah, so they can molest each other.
Yeah.
What the hell? That's not even woke.
It's woke to, well.
No, it's not.
I guess it's not woke.
No, it's not woke at all. You're just saying yes to things.
Yes, and. I believe in improv.
You fucker piece of shit. Let me guess. You're happy that Second City and UCB are coming back to New York City?
Not UCB.
Why not?
Because I'm against sex slavery.
Well, I guess I'm pro-UCB then. I guess I'm completely pro.
I'm super woke. I'm against sex slavery. I don't believe in sexual assault.
Here's what
I don't
give
believe
you.
It should be done to
oh,
people.
Oh, okay. All right. That was tricky for a second there. Here's what I would get you for Christmas.
Okay.
Let me get you want a, a helmet, probably, because you probably ride your bike with a helmet.
Oh, a bike? You mean a stationary bike. That's how I get around.
You don't tell me you put on a helmet and ride the Peloton.
I put on a helmet and run the Peloton, and I play, and I go on my phone and I open up Google Maps, and I just
Google craps. I use Waze.
I actually use Waze also.
Oh, well, then I use
Waze
Google
is across
Maps.
The aisle.
I use Yahoo Everybody Maps. Likes I Waze. Still I still print out the MapQuest directions every single day to get to work. Never memorized it.
I go on Street View and I go on a new type of Street View that goes inside of buildings, and I ride the Peloton with my helmet on, and I ride around the library.
I think that you and me right now, we would do an amazing round of GeoGuessr together.
Yeah.
You'd be guessing everything in San Francisco. I'd be guessing...
Oh, is this Mexico?
This has to be Compton.
I think, yeah. I think I saw somebody of his Hispanic, Latinx descent.
I think that this is probably Chirac, they call it.
What do you think about the North Pole?
I think it exists. Yeah.
Because I think it's a settler colonial state.
What? Because you think the elves aren't happy? They get to make toys all day.
The elves are the colonizers, man.
Who was there before? Inuit people?
Maybe. I guess. I didn't really think it through. I just think that
God bless those elves for being up there. They work hard for you every day to build your bad dragon triple XL size dildos that you're fitting in your mouth all day.
Sure. You realize that they're alienated from their labor, right?
Do elves get paid? I don't care, but do they get paid?
I guess they're bored, room and board.
Is that enough to be making billions of toys every year?
Are elves... Are they native to the North Pole, or are they from some kind of dimension of light?
I think it probably is Wonka status, where...
They were in the jungle?
They were from the jungle, and Santa went in, and he was slashing all the vines with a machete, and then he slashed one big group of vines, and he looked out, and there was just a bunch of elves
that looked up at him and ran away.
In a river basin,
They led him to, it was like... And it's like a waterfall, and they have kind of a city built vertically into the side.
Yeah. I think it was probably that kind of thing. Something he met with the chieftain of the elf tribe, and the elf said, "We will come for you. We will come to your North Pole.
To your aid.
To your Great Pole.
Thank you. You saved us.
You saved us from being in this.
You saved us from, I don't know what.
Well,
what's
an
elf's natural
toys.
Predator in the jungle?
So just me.
Jaguars.
Yeah. Jaguars, panthers, anacondas, eating elves all day in the Amazon.
We need a place where nothing can live. That's what they said.
You probably want to... And let me guess. You probably think that Elon Musk is some kind of dumb bastard.
Yeah. Are you kidding? The only reason
he's the greatest genius of our time.
The only reason he's famous is because he's handsome.
Okay. He's handsome?
We don't live in a meritocracy at all, man.
I think he's an ugly piece of crap.
If he was ugly, he'd never be buying Twitter, doing all this stuff. Which, by the way, my social media network of choice is Pinterest.
What, so you can look at pictures of flowers and all sorts of dumb gay
shit? Yeah, I'll list off my Pinterest boards
for you.
All
right, go ahead, you bastard.
Flowers.
Okay.
Birthstones.
Okay, I don't even know what mine is.
Live birth footage. Miracle, because I think it's a miracle.
Okay, it was a miracle when Jesus was born, Immaculate Conception. It was immaculate,
And anti-Christian rhetoric.
They have a rhetoric section where people post rhetoric.
You can find basically anything on Pinterest.
Can you find pornography?
There's some pornography, but do you know what pornography is to me?
Probably you
erotic
think.
Literature.
So you're saying that every piece of media you think it's called text.
Yeah.
And this is an erotic literature.
Uh-huh.
So you think that, let's say, Lana Rhodes getting double teamed.
I prefer Lana Del Rey.
Back to fat. She's big and fat now.
I think she looks good.
Let me guess. Your favorite porn stars are probably Buck Angel and... what's the other guy? Steve.
I wish I knew some names of male porn stars right now to drop. That'd be funny as fuck. That is a list off 20 of them.
God damn.
I watch straight porn, but I look it up by the man's name.
He just like how he does it.
Yeah. Okay.
I respect that.
Christmas.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, what's Christmas dinner?
Christmas dinner...
Let me guess.
Well, I don't know.
Traditional, a roast beast.
Yeah, we've had roast beef. I mean, I don't know. My wife and my daughters and their friends all make it.
Okay.
We have every woman in the town come over. All the guys sit. I have a 40-person love seat that we sit right. on. And traditional love seat. And we sit there and we watch football game after football game after
well,
football
Well, let me
game.
Tell you what I'm having for Christmas dinner as a woke iconoclast. Let me,
can I guess?
Take a guess.
You actually nailed mine. A tofurkey roast. Did I get that?
We don't do roasts, first of all. We only have an air fryer. We have no oven.
A tofurkey roast. You probably have chow mein.
No.
I have a Christmas
can
roast.
Can I tell you right now what I eat for Christmas dinner?
Wait, okay. The middle guy's back. Sorry, continue.
You a Grinch, motherfucker. Boy.
Breakfast for dinner. Scrambled eggs.
That's a good thing to come back from.
Pumpernickel toast.
That's a good. Ew. I come back and I do that.
Yeah, pumpernickel.
Breakfast is purely.
I think breakfast
meal.
Breakfast belongs at night.
I don't even do breakfast,
and I do dinner for breakfast.
I do one meal a day, man.
I do. I believe that people should eat 10 to 15 meals a day.
No,
you think they should do tiny meals throughout the day?
No, not
no
tiny
one should
ones.
Even eat
donuts
any,
and pizza.
No one should eat at all.
That's your opinion.
That's your take. Is no one should eat.
No one should eat at all. And I don't know what this debate has been about.
Yeah, because you've been gone.
I had a sickness attack.
Did you Ralph?
Throw up?
I didn't throw up.
Did you
but
fart?
But I had to calm down. I think maybe eating a bunch of enchiladas before we recorded was not a good idea.
I'm fine.
I eat it. I feel great.
I feel better than I felt in 2 hours.
Yeah. My body's full of carbs. My brain is firing at a rate.
My body's full of cars because I think that people should be transformers and should transform their gender and also become machines.
Bruh.
And I'm a transhumanist as well as a transgenderist.
I don't even know.
What the goddamn hell are you on about? Men shouldn't become. Women shouldn't even know what a car is, first of all.
Okay.
Men shouldn't drive or shouldn't be cars. They should drive cars.
No. We need to get rid of roads.
No. Don't tell me you like public transportation, you
like
bastard.
Public transportation.
Oh, God.
And I like swimming. Bring back the public pool. Let's talk about the public pool again.
You think we should?
And I think it should be summer weather in Christmas time.
Where has this debate gone?
Wokeness versus Caleb.
And this bastard.
This has nothing to do with Christmas anymore.
We're trying.
You know what?
We're trying our hardest. You moderate it, man.
You two have lost the plot completely.
Okay, then you moderate it.
You two have completely lost the plot.
He thinks he should swim to work.
He's talking about the pool. You don't get a pool for Christmas. You don't even get...
Actually, you do.
You don't get a pool.
You can, man. Someone's never had Christmas in L.A., the greatest city on earth.
Oh, my God.
The greatest city on earth.
You're making me go on to his side.
Sorry, second greatest, Portland.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Third greatest, Portland, Maine.
Shut up right now.
Shut the hell up.
Portland, Oregon, Portland, Maine, Los Angeles.
You shut the F up.
The greatest city in the world.
You
San Antonio, Texas.
The greatest city. What is that?
Oh, and now you're mocking me. Because that's what I look like. My tongue's out all the time. Fucking idiot.
That just made me sick again.
Man.
That just made me sick.
Bring us to Christmas. Ask some Christmas questions.
Okay, well, what? Okay. If I have to give the topics, maybe that's what we should have been doing from the beginning. What do you think about the role of movies?
Well, first of all, I hate Rolls.
And I like them. Rolls Royce.
But keep going.
What do you think of the role of Christmas movies in society? Are they promoting woke enough, or have they become too woke? Or are they not being woke enough?
Of course they become.
Are they
not only is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Shut up.
But so is John Wick 4.
No. How so?
You're making me hate woke.
Because it has violence in it.
You're making me hate and despise woke.
And I bet you like these sacrilegious movies such as Violent Night with David Harbour.
Is that camera all blurred up?
Which one?
The one that... Oh, it's gone.
Caleb's?
No, it just went away. No, mine.
I accidentally knocked into Caleb's camera when I was coming back.
Well, now I look sharp as a tack.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me guess what your favorite Christmas movie is.
Go ahead.
Probably... Rudolph.
You got it. you nailed it.
Yeah.
I like
think
Rudolph.
Every reindeer should have gotten a red nose to be equal.
No. There's something called hierarchy of
I don't
something.
Believe in individuality.
Jordan Peterson talks about this.
The hierarchy of needs?
Hierarchy. No, not hierarchy of needs. hierarchy.
I think the hierarchy of needs, it starts off a diverse community.
No.
Second of all,
starts off Christmas gifts.
Second of all,
mistletoe.
Cognitive behavioral therapy.
At the top, it's Santa's love.
Third of all, being a girl.
No.
And then after that, it's shelter, food, and all the rest of the stuff.
No.
You fucking piece of
fucking dog shit. It's Christmas gifts, mistletoe, Santa's love.
Let's talk mistletoe. What do you think about mistletoe?
I think
up or thumbs up, thumb does down.
I think thumb up. Yeah, thumb up her fucking pussy if she catches me under that mistletoe.
Oh my God.
We're getting down and dirty. Okay.
You fuck under the mistletoe.
Yeah.
You don't have sex under the mistletoe, you give a kiss.
No.
This is something that we agree on.
Under the mistletoe.
I thought you were the traditionalist.
Yeah, and that's traditional. That's traditional.
There's nothing more traditional than sex with your wife.
Yeah.
But
there is nothing traditional about sex with your wife.
I believe sex should be in front of everybody.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
I think you get under the mistletoe with somebody you don't know, a stranger at a holiday office party.
Sluts should hook up at EDM festivals?
I like sluts. I like hipsters, and I like pirates.
I don't know how pirates fit into that. I like pirates. They're cool.
I like pirates because they seize control of ships.
I just like presents. I don't like any of this stuff. I like presents, and I like Christmas.
We know you're the Christmas fan. Okay,
Santa could be Chinese.
No, he couldn't.
He could
no,
be.
No, he couldn't. We actually don't know. We actually don't. Again,
and,
there is writing.
And if even if we had gotten some DNA from Santa, like his beard hair, when tested it, the results, we would still not be able to know whether he was Chinese or not, because that is not biologically in your DNA. It's a mindset.
What?
That you're so woke, you think that Chinese is a mindset that you can have?
You think all race is just a mindset?
Race is a mental construct.
I think wokeness is a mind virus that you seem to be verily infected
okay,
with.
Okay, that's fine. I like viruses. I like COVID-19. I hope it stays around forever because I like wearing masks because I can put my favorite Steven Universe characters on them. It's a new fashion accessory for me. It's basically jewelry. I have a bedazzled COVID mask.
As much as I hate that.
That I've worn since 2017.
I have one that says my wife makes me wear this shit.
As much as I hate that, I do think that if somebody were to get you that as a gift, you would enjoy it a lot. So I'm conflicted now.
Right.
Give us another topic then.
Gifts. Have gifts become woke in the past year?
Yeah,
since the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, we already talked about gifts a little bit, but I would say that gifts since COVID-19, what do you get now? A PCR test for Christmas now?
Yes.
Because of its people.
Well, I get that every day of the year.
You get a PCR test every day.
Yeah.
I've never had one. I think that shit stands for prison.
Photograph, catch, release.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
My entire camera roll on my phone, there's one picture of me and my gender-neutral partner, and every other picture is a picture of a negative COVID test that I took that day that I sent to my boss at work. You scroll through it. It's for three years.
I read it.
Yeah.
I read it. Still clean.
Piece of paper I'm holding in front of my face.
Still clean.
And I'm wearing lipstick in the pic.
Oh, what the hell? Was it a gift?
What?
The lipstick?
No, I bought it myself using my unemployment check.
You're on fucking unemployment, even though you're employed.
Wait, that's a gift from the government. That's a gift from the government. I'd accept that. That's a good thing.
If there was a Christmas election to decide on who was Santa, how many times would you vote?
I would vote as many times as I could.
I don't even vote once, okay? That's how traditional I am.
I guess actually maybe I wouldn't vote either. But I would give my... No, you know, here's what I would do. I would give my... on my ID card to someone like Julio, Mexican person who's white enough to pass for me in the picture, and I'd let him vote for me.
You know what I would do if there was a Christmas election?
What?
I would vote for myself because I'm running for Christmas comptroller.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What is a comptroller?
I don't believe that we should have comptrollers anymore. I think they're fascist.
Oh my God.
I think boards of selectmen are inherently right wing.
You are a fuck ass.
So you want a...
If you think that I can't be Christmas comptroller.
I think our government should be a paramilitary woke death squad
that kills
white chuds.
On Christmas?
On Christmas
Merry
Day.
Merry Christmas, white chud.
Every year we should have a chud purge.
No.
And that would be the greatest gift I could ever get, would be if all these fat fucks
That's not body posse.
We're lying.
That's not body posse.
They have Blue Lives Matter shirts on.
Okay.
Yeah, well, buddy, they got Blue Lives XL. Matter shirts on. They're walking around. I'm like, is that flag waving in the wind?
Yeah.
You're getting sidetracked right now from what the original thing was supposed to be about.
I bet you were talking about gifts, actually.
But let's transition from gifts into stocking stuffers.
Okay.
Stocking stuffers.
I think that stockings should be normal socks for people that are fat.
You probably wear...
Why are you bringing up fat people all the time?
I'm woke.
He's woke. He's obsessed with
fatties. It's the number
one
thing that woke people think about.
You probably think that stockings are something that you wear whenever your boyfriend gets
home.
It's
what I wear when I get fucked.
Oh, God.
Yeah, sure. In my house, we hang those same stockings that I wore up by the chimney. Yeah, we also hang up my mesh basketball shorts that I wear when I get fucked.
You wear mesh basketball shorts?
Yeah.
They slide down easier on the stockings. Yeah. Well, that makes some sense.
Hmm. And my fishnet tuxedo shirt.
Do you hang all that up on the fire so that the smell emanates around the house?
To dry them off. They're soaking wet,
man.
If
you were at my house...
They smell like chicken.
If you were at my house, I'd hang the stockings up, but I'd also hang you up by your nipple piercing right on the mantle.
That would get me off. I'm into kink.
Oh, and God. I'd stuff your mouth with... Jizz. He probably likes that.
Whoa.
Let me guess. You don't even make jizz anymore.
Yeah. No. I'd probably just give you a candy cane or a gingerbread man.
I got a special type of vasectomy where they snipped my tubes and they connected them into my esophagus. So I constantly am tasting my own jizz.
Wait, do you even have
they
to climb out?
It inside my entire body, so constantly there's this, and they do the thing where like so they're siphoning gasoline where they go, and they sucked it a little bit, and then they plugged it into my throat.
So it's just constantly,
whenever my
drip.
Balls generate a new sperm, it immediately gets sucked up
and you
into
get it,
my
and
into
you feel
my
it
throat.
The back of your throat.
And I go and I lick my lips like this.
A new sperm? You generate them one at a time?
Do you have what?
How many do you generate?
Yeah,
at
what
time?
Are you talking about?
I thought it was like you have a million sperms.
Yeah, but you still make them one at a time.
Do you think you start with all your sperms?
Yes.
No, man, that's women. You're a girl.
No.
Girls start
Stop
with all their
trying
eggs.
To trick him like
is
that.
Is that true? Girls start with all their eggs?
No.
I don't know. How big is an egg?
It's about the size of a grain of sand, I think.
Wow. There's no way they start with all of them.
But the egg is huge compared to the sperm.
How many sperms?
And I think that should be the relationship of size between women and men.
You think women should be big
women
and
should
men
be
should
big
be small.
And strong
no.
And men should be the size of a pin.
No.
Look. Every single time that we bring up something, you say some crazy ass shit and it has nothing to do with Christmas.
It's your job.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm
He's
doing
piped
moderation.
Up, man.
You're
just
not.
Let him do
you're complaining. You're not even bringing a question. You say, "Oh, I don't want to talk about sperms and eggs." That's all I want to talk about at any given moment.
What you should be talking
about.
All
I think about day in day out: how big is an egg compared to a sperm? How many eggs does a woman have? How many sperms do I make at a time?
How many sperms can I fit in my mouth?
What's a new surgery I can do on myself to access more sperms?
You should be talking about shirts and or bikes with pegs instead
we
of
talked about
sperms
bikes
and
already.
Eggs. You talking about bikes already?
Yeah.
How much did I miss when I was at
about 20 minutes?
He said he wears a helmet to ride a Peloton. You missed that completely. You would have loved that.
I would have loved that. I had a sick attack out of
nowhere. Okay. Mall Santa.
Okay. Mall Santa.
Winter Wonderland. It should be, I think that every single store should have a Mall Santa.
Yes.
In the mall.
Every single store should have a Santa.
You should be walking into, you probably like GameStop and not even the Xbox parts of GameStop.
I don't like malls.
Why?
First of all, because they're basically a mall is basically a modern day Colosseum, a Roman Colosseum.
What? Where we watch amazing people spin the fruits of their labor?
Okay, you realize you're referring to a blood sport right now.
What's a blood sport?
It's a sport where blood is spilled.
I do not like
hockey,
the Roman Colosseum.
Or football, which I also do not support.
You don't support football?
No, because I think the ball is not circular enough.
If you don't support football...
You don't like the oblong shape of the ball?
No, I want everything to be the same. I want every ball and every sport to be the same because I
don't
believe
support,
in individual.
If you don't support football, then you are supporting taking away a specific gift from a specific child.
That's true. But... I think that football and baseball and sports like golf are inherently violent, and so we shouldn't be giving
these. Golf violent? We
should. Golf is violent.
You literally, it's a club.
It's violent when I play. I aim for the birds,
bro.
Yeah, you join a club.
Sand trap.
It's okay.
Why do you think we call it a trap? It's because it sucks your life away.
You probably like the trap.
I actually live in the trap.
Really?
Yeah.
Which trap?
I don't know. I've never been outside.
You haven't even seen the sign?
I bought a second house in the hood.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I bet you like living in the hood. I bet you like
I bet you are opening a muffin store there. A new type of muffin store that's going to put a business out of business.
I know what you're talking... Well, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
A muffin store?
Is that is this a reference to something or just like an example of a woke
An example
business?
Of a woke type of business.
Yeah, okay. So I did get what you're saying. For a second, but the second part of what you said, I thought you might there might be some movie about a muffin store that opens in the hood.
No, but that'd be a
good movie.
At all put that past that being a movie that both of you guys have seen and I've never heard of.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But Mall Santa, I think that anybody should be allowed to dress up as Santa.
I'm with him on that. I think that Santa is the perfect representation of Christmas cheer.
And you probably think that the kids shouldn't sit on the Santa's lap.
I think that they should sit on the... Well, I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, next topic.
Well, anyway.
Okay, next topic is the fruitcake. Wait. No, I'm teeing you up. No, I can't.
I
can't in good faith.
That's the worst
say that.
Fucking dessert ever.
It has fruit in it, which is my favorite food.
We have cheesecake.
Or actually, I should say my favorite food is fruit flavor. I like Laffy Taffy.
Oh.
I eat Laffy Taffy and salad.
And Soylent?
Salad and Soylent.
Ew.
I have Soylent salad. Instead of salad dressing,
you dress it up for like Christmas? A salad.
Yeah. Why was the ketchup red?
Why?
Saw the salad dressing.
Okay, that I like. I like that. That's a good joke. I'm going to remember that forever, I think.
You never heard that one before?
How have I never heard
that? I think it was maybe the tomato. It's supposed to be the one that... Why did the tomato... I don't think ketchup would be in this.
Why did the ketchup turn red?
Or why was this tomato red?
Why was the...
Ketchup.
That's not it.
That's not the ketchup.
That's not ketchup.
That's the calming.
The sound that ketchup makes when it comes out of the bottle.
I bet for Christmas.
I like when ketchup makes the fart noise when it comes out of the bottle.
You nasty slut.
I respect the body and all its functions.
You nasty as hell.
I don't think farts are funny. I think they should be revered.
What?
And let me guess.
And I think that the only time a fart should be heard is if it's in a gag gift
for
Christmas.
I think farts should be heard, smelled, and seen.
You want green, floating gas.
And tasted by me.
I had a dream last night that somebody had a green fart cloud.
Hmm.
It was you.
It's probably me. You prophesized my sickness.
Did I? Oh, yeah, because you had a green, stinky fart.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like prophecy.
I think that's a prophecy.
Fart doesn't make
you probably don't
sick.
Even believe in prophecy.
You probably don't.
No.
I bet you think that...
you know what prophecy I believe
and
in?
And I bet you don't even believe in prophets, see? Christmas is about commercialism, boy.
I like buying stuff from small businesses,
ew.
From local artisans,
bastard,
and from farmers.
Wait a minute. These could all be gifts. I actually like them.
You like gifts. So here's examples of gifts that I bought this year for my family.
Okay. Now I need gifts. You two list all of your gifts that you bought.
Okay, so we're going to go gift for gift. We're going to go back and forth. Or say a family member, and we'll say what we got.
Wild Turkey 101, 750 mil.
I got my aunt a new dress because I think she'd look really, really, really pretty in.
Oh.
And it's low cut.
Hmm.
Shut up.
Uncle.
Video of me playing the No Russian Mission on DVD.
Got my uncle perfume. Not cologne, but perfume.
Nephew.
Nephew. I got him... some stilts so that he could be the same height as all of his family members.
I got him a Barbie video game.
Shut up.
Niece,
I got her a football. Or no, I got her a Barbie ball.
What's a Barbie ball?
It's a pink ball.
It's a pink football.
You got your niece a Barbie ball. I got my niece a barbell to start working out and become buff and ripped.
Shut up.
Brother.
I got my brother... some flowers for his grave. He passed away. He passed away. He didn't have a seatbelt on.
I got my brother a witchcraft 101 candle kit to become Wiccan.
No. Are you running out
your of other family? Brother?
My other brother?
Older brother.
My older brother. I got him a letter from Thomas Jefferson. Authenticated.
I got my older brother estrogen shots.
What the?
Thomas Estrogen?
I think that's
a
what
letter
his name
from
was.
Thomas Estrogen.
What I guess else? That's all the siblings. Older sister.
Doesn't have to. Why are you doing siblings? There's so many possible members of the family.
Cousin, second cousin, great
your dad.
Grandfather.
Your best, okay, your what, best cousin.
Here's what I got my dad. I got my dad. I wrote him a note that says, "You are no longer the man of the family." I don't believe in patriarchy. And nope. I think you have no claim over this family. Leave now.
Every single fucking holiday, me and all my brothers and cousins and dads, dad, only have one. We wrestle on the front lawn to see who's going to be the man of the family for the next
year. I do that
year.
With all the women members of my family.
To see who's going to be the woman or the man?
To see who I'm going to wrestle.
You just wrestle women?
You're sounding a lot less like a wokey and a lot more like a pervert who hates fat people.
What's the difference?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. At least you're a little bit self-effacing. I like that.
He's a sleeper agent for your side.
Has anybody ever gone too far in the woke direction for you?
No. I don't think I've ever met anybody who's been more woke than me. Because every time I do, I either kind of shatter their mind with an argument tactic.
Okay.
And make it so that they aren't able to hold a conversation anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or I just get more woke.
Hmm.
Just get more woke.
That's disgusting. And you're on Mastodon?
Yeah, I'm on Mastodon.
And Blue Sky.
I played half of the new Spider-Man 2 game.
Oh my god, I didn't
even
touch it.
I think you can guess which half I played.
Like
only the Miles Morales missions.
Is there more than Miles Morales missions?
Yeah, they also have White Spider-Man, which is what I think his name is.
There's Spider-Man and White Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get down to one more Christmas thing. What do you
Spider-Man.
Have?
Spider-Man.
No, you can think of one Christmas topic.
Yeah, you were making such a big stink.
Carols.
Oh, that's a good one.
Here I am, burner. Rock me like a hurricane.
Not really Christmas.
I think
doesn't matter, man. It's fucking badass.
Here's my hot take, or should I say cold take, when it comes to Christmas.
Here I am.
Or hot when it comes to the Christmas fireplace. On Christmas carols, I think that Carol of the Bells should be banned because it's too scary for people with sensory overload issues.
We can't cater the entire world.
Dun da 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 dun da 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 dun da 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 dun. It's too many notes.
If I want to blast that out of my Ford Maverick with the subwoofers, I should have every fucking right.
I'm on his side. That song came on Pandora, which is the music streaming service that I use.
You don't even have a choice on Pandora. There's no freedom of market.
It's radio.
And my little brother, who is 4 years old, and we just diagnosed him with autism because he likes playing with blocks, died.
Oh my God.
The song killed him.
Well, he might have actually had something wrong with him if he can die from a song.
Yeah. The autopsy, they lied on the autopsy.
No.
They said it was because he did not have enough nutrients in his diet.
What were you feeding him?
We were feeding him paper. We were feeding him tofu wrapped in paper.
The paper that the tofu comes in?
Yeah.
It comes in paper.
I think I'm supposed to be
And we weren't pressing the tofu either.
I think I'm supposed to be the worst guy on this, and somehow you have killed a child, and you...
I didn't kill it. It was my little brother. Since what? Oh, so now you think the eldest sibling is responsible for raising the younger sibling.
Yes, because the mom should be on Quaaludes, and the dad should be at work.
No. Do you know what? To raise a child, it takes a village.
Fuck a village. It takes...
A village in any country.
Fuck a village. Fuck a city. Fuck all that shit.
I demand we get back to talking about Christmas carols.
What do you want me to say, man? I already told you my favorite
one. We talked about the carols.
I
think Christmas carols are good.
Are carols becoming woke?
You just have the same question for every
yes
single
or
one.
No questions that you're asking.
I shouldn't be here.
So stop shoehorning all this fucking Christmas shit.
I need to speak about Christmas because I love Christmas so much.
Carol is a beautiful name for a baby boy born in 2023.
You're for real.
Like Carol Spinney, played
I'm dead
Big Bird.
Ass, which is how I say for real.
What the hell is dead? Your ass is about to be dead if you keep talking about all this bullshit.
To me, the female ass is dead as an erogenous zone. I don't go anywhere near it.
You're not into that.
It's a no man's land.
No man's sky. I think that game is bullshit. That is,
a woman's ass is a no man's land because it is for women only.
No, women should not be anywhere near another girl's ass.
Women should be constantly touching each other's ass.
Except in different videos.
Except for videos online.
Videos online, women should be touching each other's ass.
I guess I like videos. I guess we could find some common ground there.
What are you doing? You're building me a silencer?
That's my gift to you.
Of course you would have a silencer, silencing the voices of everybody around the world, all these minorities that live in other countries over the sea.
Yeah, I guess I would like to silence them.
All these minorities that live in, for example, Asia, where they're minorities.
The only silencing I do, honestly, because I like my guns loud and my t-shirts proud, the only silencing I do is silencing the night when I play the song really, really loudly.
Silent night. Oh, silent night.
Holy night. And pay attention to these lyrics. All is calm, all is right.
Yeah, I like the song Silent Night too. The cover by the Dickies.
What the hell?
Yeah. I like
punk music that has irreverent references to sexual anatomy.
Listen, I like rock and roll all day. I like Elvis Costello. I like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But as soon as you bleed over into this punk BS.
Dude, I like punk music, man. I'm a fan of Phoebe Bridgers. I'm a fan.
What the hell is that?
Her sisters that are in her boy band.
Is this an Animal Crossing
character?
I like
rock and roll, man. I like Brockhampton.
What the hell's Brockhampton?
It's basically 100 guys who are in what we call a polycule.
You're kidding. Mm-hmm. What the fuck's a polycule? That better be a bug.
I like bugs.
You like bugs? Their skeletons are on the wrong sides.
It's on the outside.
It's on the outside. Okay, one more Christmas thing. I need you to come up with one
Christmas banger.
One Christmas thing, because we are getting off topic talking about Brockhampton and bugs.
What should be on the top of the tree?
That's a good question. That's a very good question.
Not an angel.
A MAGA hat. A big red MAGA hat that says, make this tree green again. Because green. You probably want a white Christmas tree, because I've seen those.
I want a green Christmas tree that has lights around it that are every color of the rainbow. And I think on top of the Christmas tree, I think that it should be a high-achieving female who's worked hard this year and is on display for everyone to see and appreciate.
You want them to put Sydney Sweeney on top of the Christmas
Sydney
tree?
Sydney Sweeney would be a good choice. She worked hard this year.
I bet she did. She got all her fucking roles because of her boobs. That's what I think. And I bet you want the top of the Christmas tree.
I didn't even know she had boobs.
I bet you want the top of the Christmas tree to be that demonic statue they put up in the financial district of all the tentacles coming out of the woman's head.
What?
The bull in the financial district?
Are you talking about the fearless girl?
Are you talking about Starbucks?
Are you thinking of hair?
No,
well, I bet he would
thing.
Want the Starbucks
there's
logo on top of his tree.
There's this golden thing somewhere.
A golden thing?
Yeah, and I got so mad at it that I shot everybody in my house. It's a golden statue. And I bet you like the little girl more than the bull.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, fuck
it's
you.
A defiant piece of artwork.
All right, well, it doesn't seem like we've come to any sort of resolution here.
Well, we have to ask the undecided. We have to ask, Julio, who convinced you? Who won this debate?
Are you pro-woke, anti-woke, or do you just like Christmas?
I'm pro-woke.
Pro-woke!
Oh, my God.
Of course you would be.
Oh, my God. Well...
you got to think this is a guy.
All's fair in.
A shofar.
That is not a shofar. That is a Christmas horn. That is a Christmas horn.
I think this belongs to Christmas.
No. Keep that out of there.
All right. Well, I guess that is the debate. I'm sorry that I became completely ill in the middle of it, and it won't happen again.
All right, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Bye.
Join us next year.
Podcast about lists.
Remember this theme song?
I remember that.
It's coming through. I am just finna say it. Avatar pussy probably tastes so good.
Dude, Dave, you can't start the episode like that. Ha ha ha.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Pod About List. We're here recording in the library at our college.
Yep, our college located at 120 Boyles. I'm just kidding.
I'm not going to dox us.
Dude, do you know what I saw today? I saw the fattest guy riding a skateboard around campus. He was like, and I'm not even kidding, he had to be like 200,000 pounds, but he was taller than me, and he had a Mario mustache.
Ha ha ha. Oh, yeah, I saw him too.
Honestly, dude, I wish that I was him. He looked so awesome. I hope I see that guy again. I want to make him jiggle like a jello bowl.
He was really good at skateboarding, though, especially given his height and weight. God, it made me so jealous.
You have no idea how jealous I am of that guy. I want to sniff his stinky shoes after he skates. I want to turn him into a bubble and make him squirt bubbles.
God, I'm feeling so sexual. I wish the bubble was my boyfriend.
I would. Take the bubble out to dinner and drink wine with him. Oh, I love wine. I love red wine and white wine.
Yeah, and I wish I had to make the bubble squirt every day as my job. Oh, and the bubble looks like Mario.
Dude, me too. I wish I could make love to a bubble and achieve mutual orgasm. I wish the bubble I am imagining was the third host of this podcast.
I hope one day he becomes the third host of the podcast. I bet he would be the funniest podcast host of all time. Aight, motherfuckers, this honky finna sing.
I'm in love with your singing. I'm gonna sing too. In a few years, I will bring a Mexican on as our producer.
You would not believe your eyes. 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fell asleep. They fill the open air and leave teardrops everywhere.
I remember that.
You think me rude, but I would just stand and stare. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, 'cause everything is never as it seems.